So I had a swimmer ask me about what he should do with his strokes per length, his stroke count. He's not yet swimming in his green zone, and he's just now kind of had a breakthrough in swimming longer distances, but he noticed that on his first lap, his stroke count is really low. It's in the green zone, but immediately on the second and third and subsequent laps, his stroke count goes up by a few strokes. And then a little bit later, the stroke count just goes up dramatically. So my interpretation of that, first of all, is pretty much all of us on the first length, we swim with a longer than normal stroke count. We just got more energy. The push off is a little bit more powerful than normal. It goes a little bit longer. We just have more, we feel more energy. So we're actually adding a little bit more power to the stroke without feeling like we are. It's just because energy is abundant at that moment. But immediately after you do the turn and you're heading back on the second lap, you notice things kind of, reality sinks in and the stroke is, the push off is back to normal. The stroke count is a little bit more realistic. So first of all, I told him to write off the first length, the stroke count on the first length. That's not an accurate view of what your, probably your current stroke count ability is. So instead use the second, third, fourth length as a measurement for what you should expect of yourself right now. So then we're looking at, he can swim like that for a few lengths with this certain stroke count. But say for example's sake, his first push off in a 25 meter pool was 20 strokes. And then it went up to 23 strokes after that. And then a few lengths or a while down in the swim, the stroke count shoots up to 26, 27, right? It just goes up and he's really tired and he can't hold it. So using those numbers, I'll carry on with the example. So I recommended to him to set a test distance that he would use regularly for training and also for testing. And his goal is not to swim with a longer stroke length than he can right now, but his first goal is simply to take his current stroke length ability, stroke count ability, and practice making that last longer. So let's say he's swimming at 23 strokes per length, his current ability, and he can do that for, let's say, a couple hundred meters. And his goal now is to extend that to maintain 23 strokes consistently for an entire 300 meter swim or 400 meter swim. What he's gonna do is he's gonna find out, he goes on, he hits about 150, hits 200, and man, he starts to get tired in different ways, and his stroke count wants to start creeping up. And that's the moment he's got to double his attention, double his effort to trying to maintain the exact same body position, the exact same precision of stroke that allowed him to swim 23 strokes per length. Now, what's going to happen inside his body and in his brain is while he is compelling his body to maintain that stroke length under fatigue, is it's going to be stretching. His brain is going to be searching for ways to clean up, to protect or correct body position, to get back to that easier streamlined position that started to degrade. And the muscles that surround that particular stroke pattern, that surround that precision, are going to get stronger as he forces them to keep working in the exact same way. Now, he's only going to be able to creep over his limit. Let's say he hits the limit at 200 meters. And he's just going to barely be able to hold on to that for maybe a half a length more, maybe one length more. And then he's going to try to correct it, and it just isn't going to happen. And he notices the stroke count shoots up. Well, that's okay. Because what he did is like lifting weights. He's just going to try to push just a little bit further than he could go before. But the measurement, if you haven't recognized by now, is not his ability to swim further. It's his ability to maintain consistent stroke length. That's the measurement of success or failure, not the total distance. So what he wants is to develop stronger neural connections that are wrapped in insulation, that can handle more powerful signals for longer periods of time. And he needs stronger muscles to handle supporting that precise stroke choreography that permits 23 strokes per length. That's his goal. I'm not asking him to swim with a longer stroke. I'm just asking him to learn how to maintain the stroke he has for a longer period of swimming. So this is going to take a few weeks, maybe. I don't know. Just depending on so many factors, it could take a few practices for him to move from a limit of 200 meters to a limit of 300 meters or more, or to 400. It could take a few weeks. I don't know. That's part of the organic approach to training, is that you have a plan, you have a strategy, you have a method of developing yourself, but you just have to go through the method not knowing exactly how long it's going to take. But each practice gives you feedback, gives you data that you can see that your body is, your brain, your memorization of the stroke pattern, your strength of maintaining stroke pattern, is going to start changing a little bit from practice to practice. Pretty much it's going to get stronger, maybe in very small ways and in certain ways, but it will get stronger over a series of practices. Now, little caveat here, little asterisk. If you do these practices that are challenging the exact same system and you do them close together, like a day in between, you're gonna do like three practices, the same challenge swim three times in a week, or let's say five times within 2 weeks, then you're gonna get really good stimulation of the neural system and the muscular system, and they're gonna get stronger. But if you just do one of these practices like once a week and the other practices are not related and are not working the same systems, not strengthening the same specific muscle choreography, then your progress is going to be extremely slow or none at all. So like lifting weights, you've got to do it frequently enough that it creates enough stress recovery frequently enough that the body starts building up in response to the load. So you gotta dedicate yourself to working on this specific skill, and it has to have many of your practices in over a 2-3 week span are focused on the same thing. Okay, so now back to the example. So this swimmer, he's going along, let's say he's accepted the challenge and he's gonna set up a 400 meter test swim, and his goal now is not to swim with 20 strokes per length in his zone. It's just simply he needs to get strong at 23 strokes per length and become very good at doing that, at that level of skill. So over the course of weeks, let's say he strengthens up and now he can hold 23 strokes per length for 90-95% of the lengths over the 400 meter swim. And I'd say, all right, you have been successful. Now it's time for us to turn up the challenge. Now we know that when he pushes off on the first length, we know that he's capable of 20 strokes per length, and maybe even the second length he might be like 21, but then his body now is dialed in for 23 strokes per length. That's what he's gotten strong in. Well, as he got stronger at 23 strokes per length, it got easier for him to swim at 23 strokes per length. His body's adapted to it. His muscles are stronger. His muscle memory for the precision is so much more familiar that the perceived effort goes down. Now, what's tempting is he could actually start lengthening his stroke, because that ease means that he's been conserving energy. He's been saving energy, and it's been storing up in his pocket. And he could be pushing it. He could say, oh, I'm going to reinvest that energy back into the stroke, and I'm going to make it longer. I'm going to add more power and make it longer. And I would actually ask him to refrain from doing that until he's accomplished the 400 meters at 23 strokes per length. But now, once he's done that, I'd say, all right, now I want you to take one step up in your challenge for stroke length, I want you to go a little bit longer per for each stroke. Let's say, let's aim for 22 strokes per length, or maybe even 21, depending on how it feels to you. And then we're gonna go through the same process again. He's gonna set up the challenge again, and he's gonna notice if he sets now a standard of 21 strokes per length, he realizes, oh, he can only make it through 150 of that 400 before he notices he gets a bit fatigued, and his stroke count starts going up. It goes up to 23, and then he knows he can do that for a little bit, then right towards the end, the last 100, it's last 50, it's up to 24, 25. You know, he's just getting fatigued because the extra effort at the beginning of the stroke took out his energy, and he didn't even have enough at the end to maintain 23 strokes per length. So, but we expect that, because now he's increased the challenge on his system, and it's got to go through that adaptation and strengthening process again, but at a slightly higher challenge level. So if you imagine a staircase, you're looking at a staircase, you're on the bottom, on the ground level, and there's 20 steps in front of you, and there's a landing up above your head, up the stairs, and that landing represents the green zone, your goal. You want to be able swimming with stroke length that's equivalent to that landing area, but you're down here on the bottom and you've got to work your way up to the top. Instead of trying to leap all the way to the top of the landing, leaping above all those staircases, you're just going to take a step up, one or two steps, and then plant yourself on that level of challenge, and you're going to work your system at that level. So for this swimmer, the translation there was he was capable of 23 strokes. So he stepped up onto the step of 23 strokes per length, and he said, all right, I'm going to work at this level. So he didn't force himself to try to swim with longer strokes. And he spent a period of time working specifically with that stroke length to strengthen his systems to support it. And then when he felt adapted to it, when he could see that he could swim 400 meters consistently with 23 strokes per length, then it's like it was time for him to take another step up that staircase. So maybe it allowed him to go to 21 strokes per length, and then he went through the process again. And so this is this incremental way of working yourself towards your goal. Now, just depending on how far away you are from your green zone and some other conditions that are there, your muscle strength, your age, just other factors that could be there, injuries, things like that, can determine the rate at which you can improve. I don't know that. I can't answer that. I can't give you some rule of thumb on that. There's so many factors that could affect that. But regardless of what conditions you have limiting you, the process still works. You just have to work, you just have to focus on taking appropriately small steps forward towards your goal. Don't take too big of a leap, because then the stress on your system will be too high, and that can create some other problems. But you don't want to just be complacent and not place any new challenges on your system. So I've given you an example here of a swimmer that had a certain stroke count goal, and he was a certain number of strokes away from that goal. And so I've given him advice to set up a process now that he's gonna step by step over the course of weeks, perhaps even months, be working his way towards that goal. He's gonna use a 400 meter test swim to work with, to measure his progress, to give him a very, very clear way of seeing when he is able to push past the limit. And that gives him the opportunity to examine exactly what is happening inside the stroke to make that possible. By swimming this very repetitiously, he's going to be able to notice little changes in the body, changes in body shape, if he's paying attention. Now, where's that thought? It ran away. Oh, no. Well, hopefully it will come back for another thought. Another time, another podcast. So you get the idea there. So my encouragement to you is to, if you've got a goal to swim with a longer stroke length, or could even be applied to speed as well, but a longer stroke length, then I encourage you to not try to just immediately jump to your green zone if it's too far away. Then take a small step towards there, set a challenge, and then work at that level for a while till it gets stronger, till it feels easier, till it feels like you can hold that stroke length for the distance that you're working on. And then pick up a new challenge. Take another step forward in the same direction. All right, hope that makes sense. Just wanted to share those thoughts with you verbally, and hopefully that will encourage you and give you more insight on how to design your practice times. Okay, until next time.